From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands on Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, January 14th, 2015. A staff report in the Columbia paper says that PS21 in Chatham submitted an application to the Chatham Zoning Board of Appeals December 15th, seeking approval to build a permanent performance space. The building would replace the current saddle span tent, which has covered summer dance, music, and theatrical performances at the nonprofit facility on Route 66 since 2006. The building is proposed for the same property as the tent, just slightly up a hill. Oddly, the story only has a passing mention of the long-running feud between PS21 and a few neighbors, who mostly complain about sound issues. The indoor black box theater proposal seemingly would lessen some of these sound issues. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail some residents of New Baltimore may want to shorten the term of office for the town's highway superintendent based on comments made during the town board meeting Monday, January 12th. New Baltimore Hamlet resident Dot Davis told the board that during the recent election campaign, several of the current board members said they favored reducing the term from 4 to 2 years as well. Davis said she and other residents were curious to know if the change would be made. She was told Monday a petition to place the question on the ballot would start the process. Davis said the reduced term idea was based on a feeling that if the voters were unhappy with the superintendent, a change could be made in 2 years rather than waiting the 4 years to pass. The town held a mandatory referendum 14 years ago to increase the highway superintendent's then 2-year term to 4 years, and the proposition passed. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. The Associated Press is reporting a judge in Staten Island is set to hear arguments on 2 lawsuits challenging the state's teacher tenure rules today, Wednesday, January 14th. The plaintiffs in the cases argue job protections for teachers deprive students of a sound basic education. The defendants, including New York State and New York City, argue the cases should be dismissed and the plaintiffs should lobby the state legislature for changes. The plaintiffs claim tenure rules keep ineffective teachers in the classroom. The case brought by plaintiff Mona Davids was filed in Staten Island and then consolidated in September with a second filed originally in Albany by a group headed by former TV personality Campbell Brown. Read the full Associated Press story in the Daily Freeman. Ariel Zangla in the Daily Freeman reports the City of Kingston Common Council voted 8-0 last week to adopt a memorializing resolution opposing the Pilgrim Pipeline proposal. The proposed 178-mile Pilgrim Pipeline would move back in crude from Albany to Linden, New Jersey through Albany, Greene, and Ulster counties, and send refined crude back to Albany largely along the I-87 corridor. In Greene County, the proposed project veers east of Route 9W west of Sleepy Hollow Lake in Athens, and then back near the interstate around Leeds-Athens Road. After Catskill, the pipeline veers west of the interstate briefly around Catterskill Road. So far, Rosendale, New Paltz, Woodstock, and Rhinebeck have also passed measures opposing the pipeline. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Emily Lorsch at Time Warner Cable Southern Tier reports there were many outbursts throughout the DEC's first public hearing January 12th concerning the proposed Constitution Pipeline, a $700 million project that would deliver natural gas from Pennsylvania to markets in New York and New England. There are 2 more public hearings scheduled on January 13th and January 14th for public input on the project that runs mostly along the I-88 corridor in Schoharie and Delaware counties. Quote, they're bullies, they want to use eminent domain. The landowner gets next to nothing, and I'm here to represent landowners who have actually experienced this, and it's a disaster, unquote, said landowner Craig Stevens. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission issued a certificate of approval last month for the project, and another pipeline, the Pilgrim Pipeline, is proposed to run from Albany to New Jersey through Albany, Greene, and Ulster counties. At least 1 union member supported the project at the first of the 3 Constitution Pipeline hearings. Quote, the facts speak for themselves. We take a lot of care to put the right-of-ways back the way they were, and in fact, some studies show it's actually better for wildlife after the right-of-ways are through the woodlands, unquote, said Laborers Local 785 business manager David Marsh. The Watershed Post reports that the pipeline has filed 121 eminent domain lawsuits against property owners along the route who don't want the pipeline to cross their land, and that 81% of the 625 landowners along the route have signed easements with the pipeline company. The other hearings are at 6 p.m. Tuesday, January 13th at SUNY Oneonta Lecture Hall, IRC No. 3, and at 6 p.m. Wednesday, January 14th at SUNY Cobleskill at Buick Hall Theater, State Route 7 in Cobleskill. The DEC has extended its public comment period on the pipeline to February 27th. Read more at Time Warner's website. For the local weather forecast, today is mostly sunny with a high near 21. The wind chill values as low as 0. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 8. Thursday, sunny with a high near 27. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 17. Friday, a slight chance of snow showers before 1 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 26. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 7. And Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 25. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 22. Sunrise today was at 7:21 a.m. and sunset today at 4:47 p.m. with the length of the day being 9 hours and 26 minutes. For the public meetings, today is the second Wednesday of the month and WGXE suggests calling ahead to confirm the time and location. The Athens Village Board meeting is at 6:30 p.m. at the Athens Community Center, 2 First Street in Athens, 945-1551. The Catskill Zoning Board of Appeals is at 6 p.m. at Town Hall, 439 Main Street in Catskill, 943-2141. The Claremont Planning Board meeting at Town Hall is at 7 p.m. at 1795 Route 9 in Claremont, 537-6868. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors meeting is at 7:30 p.m. at 401 State Street in Hudson, 828-1527. The Copaic Hamlet Revitalization Task Force is at 7 p.m. Environmental Committee meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 230 Mountain View Road in Copaic, 329-1234. The Germantown Board of Education meeting is at 6:30 p.m. in the Elementary Music Room in Germantown School, 123 Main Street, Germantown, 537-6281. The Ghent Planning Board Application meeting and Zoning Board of Appeals meeting at 7 p.m. both at Town Hall, 2306 State Route 66 in Ghent, 392-4644. The Hudson Planning Board meeting is at 6 p.m. at City Hall, 520 Warren Street in Hudson, 828-1030. The Jewett Town Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Municipal Building, 3547 County Route 23C, 263-4626. The Kinderhook Towns 9 and 9H Corridor Committee meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 4 Church Street in Niverville, 784-2233. And the Kinderhook Village Board meeting and budget hearings at 7 p.m. at 6 Chatham Street in Kinderhook, 758-9882. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, January 14th, 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.